Brittany Griner is one of the best women basketball players in the world. She's a 7-time WNBA All-Star and a 2-time Olympic gold medalist. In February, she was arrested at the Moscow airport en route to a season playing for the Russian team UMMC Ekaterinburg. Griner faces up to 10 years on dubious charges that Russian officials call the large-scale transportation of drugs. Here to tell us more about the situation with Griner is Adrienne Lawrence. She is a lawyer and former ESPN host. Hi, Adrienne.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
A lot of details about Brittany Griner's arrest seem pretty fuzzy at the moment. Could you tell us what we know about why she was arrested?
Well, what we know based on what Russian state media has provided is that Griner is being held for something of the nature of having cannabis oil, hashish oil in her bag in some kind of purported vape cartridge. And so the Russian state is saying that there are drug trafficking charges she is now facing. But Russia has a reputation for planting drugs and a lot of accusations that are unfounded.
Her detention is taking place, of course, during the Russian invasion of Ukraine, so it's not likely to be the first thing on the minds of American diplomats. To what extent do you think she could be used as a political pawn, or simply that her case and she is being overlooked?
I think there's a very high likelihood that she would be used as a political pawn, given all that she's accomplished here in the United States and all that she stands for with 2 Olympic gold medals, as you mentioned, 7-time WNBA All-Star. And the fact is that she is right now in the midst of a geopolitical conflict. And so I believe that Russia will use all of the leverage it has in order to strengthen its position against the rest of the world to get its tentacles more into Ukraine.
We should say there's another story at work here, and that is why Griner was in Russia to begin with. She is 6'9", one of the undisputed best women basketball players in the world. Last year, she led her Russian team to its 5th EuroLeague championship. Could you explain the fact that she plays for a Russian team and why?
Yes. Griner's been playing for 7 seasons now in Russia during the off season, largely because of unequal pay here in the United States. It forces WNBA players to play overseas where they can make 5 times or more their salary. Here in the United States, Griner, despite being easily one of the best offensive players, if not the best in the WNBA, is only being paid about $221,000 a year. And that is eclipsed by her pay in Russia, which is in the millions. And so when you consider that Griner is the 4th highest paid player in the United States, but is still paid less than a third of the minimum NHL salary, you realize that there is a significant disparity there that forces these women to go abroad.
And why is it that women get paid so much more when they're playing for a team in Russia?
Because the Russians value women's sports more than the United States does. I think that that is something that we can see in terms of how it is received and also the equity in terms of the pay there. And so looking for these elite athletes that are able to shine, they are willing to pay the value of their worth there that we are not necessarily willing to pay.
And to what extent are there many other women players in the U.S. who also go abroad? And is it specifically Russia and parts of Eastern Europe?
Yes, this is a very, very common thing, and it can be very dangerous for a number of players, in part because we see where you have NBA players taking the off season off, where they're able to heal, to spend time with family, to enjoy their lives, to do everything that does not put them in a position to harm themselves or their bodies so that they can recoup and recover for the next season. The women players do not have that opportunity.
And does the fact that she is obviously a valued part of that team, how does that play into the fact that she is also right now behind bars, that she is detained?
That's very interesting because she is very much welcomed, it seems, when it comes to her contributions for basketball there in Russia. But I would say that it does not necessarily matter when it comes to what the leadership there wants and their ultimate goal in terms of Ukraine. We also have to bear in mind that Brittany Griner is a very proud lesbian woman, black woman. And in addition to that, she was going through the airport wearing a Black Lives for Peace sweatshirt. Again, as you noted, she is 6'9". She stands out. And the black population there, I believe, is 0.004%. They are nil.
And if the Russians did indeed plant hashish oil, why would they have done it now?
That's a really good question, because they would have planted it about a week before starting the war against Ukraine. And so I think there are a lot of questions circling right now, but the largest one is whether she is safe. And a lot of individuals do not feel confident that she is.
Adrian, you've noted that the WNBA website does not prominently feature Brittany Griner and the fact that she's being held in Russia right now. What do you see behind that?
I think what's going on here is a fear to confront their own issues. The fact that Griner was over in Russia so that she could obtain a salary that was more valued toward her worth, and that the WNBA is not providing that. And so to have a player now put in a position where their life could be jeopardized by virtue of the fact that they do not access equal pay here in the United States, I don't think the WNBA wants to uplift and highlight that.
That's Adrienne Lawrence, a lawyer and former host for ESPN. Her book is Staying in the Game, the Playbook for Beating Workplace Sexual Harassment. Adrienne, thank you.
Thank you.